This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU, and coming up in about 20 minutes, a look at Mason's efforts to become a high-tech hub. And we're shifting gears as we continue our discussion about the Horseshoe Casino with a look at how it's affected its neighboring communities. My guest is David White, president of the Pendleton Neighborhood Council. Well, he tried to get a representative from Over the Rhine, but couldn't because of the holiday. So if you live in Over the Rhine or have a business there, we'd love to hear your questions or your comments. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, emailing talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And David, when you first heard that the new casino was coming to that Broadway Commons section of town, what was your first reaction?
Well, I was the only person in my neighborhood to really be in support of it, because I saw that Broadway Commons, so this is a 1,800 spot surface parking lot that makes a lot of money. And it was never going to be an arena. It wasn't going to be a private development. It wasn't going to be Trader Joe's or a Kroger or anything like that. So I saw that the casino was really the only way we could activate this space and turn it into what it is today. So I'm really happy. I think the whole neighborhood's happy that it's here.
You saw it as an opportunity.
Great opportunity.
Now, describe Pendleton before the casino. It had some problems, didn't it?
It did, and it still does. We're definitely, we deal with, some crime. Drug dealing is definitely an issue. We have Pendleton itself is really small. I think it's important for me to explain where Pendleton is for folks, because we are such a small neighborhood. We're one of the 52 neighborhoods of the city of Cincinnati, and we're in the eastern side of the Over the Rhine Historic District. Our neighborhood encompasses really everything east of Main Street, and includes the casino area as part of our boundaries. And, we share, but I live there, and I consider, Over the Rhine and downtown as kind of our greater neighborhood too at the same time.
And I think it's important people know Pendleton's a rather small neighborhood. What, about 900 people, I think?
It's about 900 as of the last census. That's correct.
Now, since the casino has been in place, what kinds of changes have you seen? What kinds of transformations for the neighborhood?
Well, I think the most visible thing that most people see, obviously, besides the casino, is Reading Road. What a transformation. It's tree-lined. The sidewalks are longer or wider. There's beautiful landscaping. It's really been such an amazing improvement, because it's such an important thoroughfare for our entire city, not just our neighborhood. And so having that activated and have people walking on it. Last night I walked by from my house to downtown at about 9 o'clock, and there were people everywhere on Reading Road. I mean, there was before, up until the casino was finished, there were, the only person you saw, if you saw anyone, was someone who was waiting for the bus. And that's about it. So it's great to see that those extra eyes on the street, the life on the street has been really fun. And a really positive impact on the neighborhood, for sure.
Are you seeing any problem with the late-night foot traffic to and from the casino, extra noise, any problems with parking around that area because of this?
No. I mean, I haven't personally experienced anything, and I haven't heard anything from other neighbors. I think in parking, we were definitely very concerned about parking, because we'd definitely had a premium in our neighborhood. But parking hasn't really been an issue. The garage seems to be... seems to work very well for the casino patrons. And then there are also plenty of lots to the south where they can find additional surface parking and that. So I think it's worked out well, even during the big events that they do on the event lawn in front. I was anticipating a big parking crush, but that hasn't happened. Even during, David Bowie and the Killers and everyone, when they, they were all sold out, it wasn't an issue at all, I was happy to see.
So you think so far this has helped in transforming your community and continues to be transformational?
It has. And the casino team, led by Kevin, have been wonderful. I always tell folks, this is the GM of a major casino, and he took the time when he got here, when he got the job, came to Cincinnati well before the casino was open, walked with our council president at the time and myself walk through the neighborhood just to learn more about the neighborhood, see where there were crime issues, see where, you know, where certain people live, certain history of the neighborhood. And that was really important. You know, that's that said a lot about both Kevin and the commitment that the casino has made to our community.
The folks who were worried about the casino, do you think they've been won over at this point, or are there still people who are not happy with the whole situation?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't heard any complaints at all. You know, I mean, we may even be moving our community council meetings there, which I think is hysterical. But I think it's great because we don't really have a good space to meet for our council meetings. They're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so I think it's believe me, I think I haven't heard any complaints. I've only heard positive feedback from folks.
Has this been good for the businesses in your community?
It has. I think we are pretty you know, we don't have a very large commercial area within Pendleton proper, but I know the main, I would consider our quote unquote commercial district as Main Street. And I definitely see folks walking and seeing them connect to and from the casino from Main Street and that. And I think that's a huge boost, not only for Main Street and the rest of over the Rhine, but also for downtown and Pendleton. And it's only going to get better. We have either potentially a hotel going in the old SCPA Woodward property. It could, if it's not going to be a hotel, it'll be residential. That'll be a huge boost for the neighborhood and have nice casino connections, as well as additional new renovations of about 100 units, new units that'll be going in here shortly, and then hopefully in the next coming year.
The word connectivity, that keeps coming up a lot. Has the casino and all of the improvements that you've seen so far, is this making Pendleton more connected to the rest of the community? And in what way is it doing that?
It is. It's definitely making us – it's put us on the map. I mean, when no one knew where Pendleton was up until really the casino started coming around. And I would say Pendleton, and they get that confused with Pendleton, Kentucky. And it was the most important part of the Bridging Broadway, the results that came out of Bridging Broadway was this connectivity. This is a group, Bridging Broadway is a group of volunteers. We all helped and we got the community together. And we wanted to make sure that this casino wasn't an island amongst itself. And it was really connected. And that event lawn that's on the front of the horseshoe, it's honestly, that was such an unbelievable, wonderful idea, something that the other casinos in Ohio don't have. And I think that's a wonderful gift to our neighborhood and to really to all the downtown area.
Have you seen any people who are now looking at Pendleton as a place to live? Do you see any bump in rentals or sales in your community?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I live in a 4-unit building, and there was an apartment that would sit vacant for 6 months at a time before people would move in. And I get an email or a call at least 3 or 4 of them every week of people looking to buy or do you know of anything to rent in the neighborhood? And that's great. It's only going to get better with these new units are going to come on board hopefully soon.
And you're welcome to join the conversation, 419-7100. My guest is David White with the Pendleton Neighborhood Council, and we're talking about the effect of the new casino on the surrounding neighborhoods. Love to hear from some people in Over the Rhine if you have any comments about how things are going in Over the Rhine since the advent of the casino. And David, you seem pretty pleased with how things are going. Is there anything at all that you'd like to see changed or improved?
Nothing that I can think. I mean, honestly, I'd really like to see these new developments start. They've been in the planning stages for a while now. And I think once those become occupied, that's going to really change, have a great impact on the neighborhood and start adding hopefully more commercial, some more artist galleries. We have a Pendleton Public Art Project, which is going forward. That's part of some of the funds that came from the Casino Improvement District. Some of those funds are used for public art. We've got 2 projects actually in the works right now. And to see those finished, I think, will be a big boost for our neighborhood, for the casino patrons, for everyone. So I nothing that I can think of I would say that needs to be improved, but just we just need the rest of this, the development to start happening.
And in your estimation, the casino has lived up to its promise of being a good neighbor.
Yeah, for sure. I think Kevin mentioned this before that, you know, the casino team, a group of about 30, maybe 35 volunteers came out and mulched and weeded, mulched, cleaned up 70 street trees. It's a lot of street trees. And there were a lot of weeds, lots of bags of compost, that's for sure. And they were the best group of volunteers, in all honesty. I just divided them up into teams and they went after it. We finished everything in 2 hours. And they were super fun and, you know, energetic. It was great to see them involved in our neighborhood and not just an employee at the casino, but part of the community where the casino is located.
And we have a call, Dick from Clifton, who has a comment about Over the Rhine. Dick, thank you for joining us. What do you have to say?
As a observer, I don't live in Over the Rhine, but I go down there all the time, and I have friends that are very involved down there. It's the place to be. It is so vital. All kinds of street art, live art, theater, and new restaurants. It's just so alive and exciting, and that it's going to be the gold crown of our Queen City.
Thank you very much, Dick.
You're welcome.
Good comment. And David, what would you like to see going forward for your community?
Just those additional commercial is important for us on the eastern side of Over the Rhine, and having that, you know, we have Pendleton Arts Center, which has a huge number of artist studios within the building and around the surrounding buildings. But to see that amplified, you know, really, instead of having them just open Final Fridays and Second Look Saturdays, I'd love to see that, you know, open much more frequently. And, you know, with the addition of some additional gallery spaces, small restaurants, some additional services, because that's one thing. We don't have a laundromat in our neighborhood. We have a lot of folks that don't have laundry facilities within their buildings. And so there's services that I think we really need to folks really, once this initial development and the continued success of the casino happens, I'd really like to see that take hold in the neighborhood because we have a lot of vacant buildings.
David, thank you for joining me to talk about Cincinnati's new casino. My guest has been David White with the Pendleton Neighborhood Council.
Thank you so much.